This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah the best of the best. And these days, and any other periodic, repetitive season of worship is there to change us. It happens whether it is annually or even weekly. It happens to reawaken the repentance of the repentant. So those who have decided to repent and change their path and walk to Allah Azza wa Jal may experience instances of weakness, temptations, whispers of the shaitan, and the resolve could weaken. So these occasions come to reawaken their repentance and tell them to stay the course until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who have left their old ways, when the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and similar days come, they recommit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that strengthens them. Those who are already dedicated, these days inspire them. The ones who are already fasting and praying and reading the Quran and marching strongly to Allah Azza wa Jal, what do these days give them? They give them more inspiration, more energy, more power. They're able to break through, whereas maybe the rest of the year they could feel stuck. They were able to break through into new phases of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greater acts of worship with greater sincerity, especially if they employ dua and Allah azza wa jal opens the door for them and they enter into the presence or a greater presence of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they feel more and they do more. And they love Allah Azza wa Jal even more. And it also helps those who have strayed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find their way back to Him. Because when you're away from Allah, the negligent, the heedless, the unaware, and all of us, and who among us does not have a portion of that? When you stray away from Allah Azza wa Jal, you feel alienated. So when you hear about the days of Dhul Hijjah or Muharram or any other virtuous occasion or act, not only are you distant from it, so you don't feel motivated to take advantage of it, but you also feel alienated and repelled. And that is the function of the sin that we commit that makes it hard for us to connect and reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say to yourself, or the shaitan tells you and you listen, oh, I've heard that before. I've witnessed this before. It will come and it will go. I tried it before. I didn't change anything. That alienation comes simply because of that distance that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person, rather than believe his own self and his own experience, or believe the whispers of the shaitan or whatever goes in his or her head, if they simply shut all of this out and listen to Allah and listen to His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they'll understand that these days, whenever they come and every time they come, present an opportunity for a person to be something much better than they were before. So if a person felt distant or feels distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never mind the distance, never mind the feeling, but take advantage of those days, because those days could reconnect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe perhaps if you and I are fortunate, that connection could be the connection that is lasting. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح أحب فيهن إلى الله من هذه الأيام. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, there are no days where the good deeds are more beloved to Allah than during these days. And if someone loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or wants to love Him, and he wants Allah to love him back, and when you hear that Allah loves these days and actions in them more than any other day, then you say, if I want Allah's love and that's my aim, and if I want Allah to love me and that's my goal, then I have to take advantage of these days, because then Allah loves them more than any other. As for the why, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does not tell us. The scholars speculate and they say because so many good deeds take place at those days. There is Hajj and there is Umrah, there is fasting, there is Sadaqah. That doesn't happen during any other period. And Allah knows best. But if that's true, then that means that you have greater opportunity to do good in these days more than any other, and in fact, more than the days of Ramadan. So if a person remembers, and this is not long ago, so that we will forget, if a person remembers the excitement of Ramadan, and a person has to say to him and herself, why shouldn't I produce the same excitement for these days if these days are better than the days of Ramadan? If we are simply governed and ruled by habit and by culture and by what other people do, not by what Allah wants, then we'll simply reserve that excitement for Ramadan, because that's when people get excited. But if you are governed by Allah Azza wa Jalla and what He says, then you also should be excited about those days and say to yourself, perhaps those days are the days that I will win everything and be saved from everything. And so when they asked him, alayhi salatu wasalam, even jihad, O Prophet of Allah, meaning even jihad, would be inferior to good deeds that are done during those days, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, even jihad, which is the pinnacle, dhurwatu sanami al-Islam, the pinnacle of Islam, even that would be inferior to actions committed during these days, unless or except for a person who, when he goes for jihad, he goes with his money, he loses it, and he loses his self. That's the only exception. So, if this is most beloved, and another hadith, it says, أَزْكَى وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا, best and most rewarding are these days. They tell you that a little bit that you do during these days is better than you do outside of them. So one page of the Quran that you read during the 10 is better than many after. $1 that you spend during the 10 is better than many dollars after. One dhikr and one dua that you say during the 10 is better than many after. So a person who knows this, a person who believes this, and it doesn't really matter how busy you may be and how lazy we may be. It doesn't really matter. If you know that if you perform the minimum, Allah gives you a lot for it, it inspires you, and it should inspire you to do at least a little bit more. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. So say often during them, تَكْبِيرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ تَهْلِيلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ التَّحْمِيدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the beauty of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is that it is easiest and most transformative acts. It's easy because you don't need anything except the movement of your tongue. You could do it anywhere. So when you leave the masjid, as you get into your car driving back, as you come back to the masjid again, before you go to bed, when you wake up, the sunnah of these days is to say a lot of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. La ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And some of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and the Salaf, they would say the takbir that you know very well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, kabira. But when you say this, your mood changes, your heart changes, the shaitan runs away from you. He'll come back when you stop, but when you're doing it, the shaitan runs away from you. And you're more likely to do greater good because of that transformation. So if you want to start somewhere, if you want to do something, do the easiest. And the easiest is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fill these days from now till the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, the last day of Eid. Fill it with takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tahmeed and tahleel. And that will give you the energy by the will of Allah azza wa jal to do more. Part of what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did is fasting. They said about him عليه الصلاة والسلام كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم تسعة ذي الحجة ويوم عاشوراء وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر. He used to fast عليه الصلاة والسلام the 9th of ذو الحجة and the day of عاشوراء and 3 days from every month. And fasting the 9th means والله أعلم all of them, meaning from the 1st to the 9th. That's his habit whenever it would be possible for him, alayhi salatu wassalam. So you can practice that, or whatever you can of it. Fasting all of them, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, whatever is available, but definitely, and most importantly, the day of Arafah, the 9th itself. And you can just simply fast the day of Arafah if that's the only thing that you could manage. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the day of Arafah will forgive the sins of 2 years. A year before and a year after. So if you want that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have the intention from right now, I'm going to fast that day. But not just simply fast it, because that day is not only about fasting. That day is also about dua. And fasting helps you to purify your intent, be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, separate between you and the dunya that is constantly messing with our heads. It allows you to be better so that your dua would be better. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, khayru du'a'i du'a'u yawmi arafah. The best of dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. So you should say to yourself, if I want something, anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Arafah is my day. It's a day of dua. And it's a day of dhikr. And it's a day of fasting. I'll schedule a time where I will sit and make dua. And throughout that day, I'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of remembrance and the best of dua, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, the best that I and the prophets before me have said, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. It's easy enough. We can memorize this. And another hadith said, كان أكثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ذكرته لا إله إلا الله إلى آخره. Most of the supplication, most of the dua of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام during that day, the day of Arafah, is what I've just mentioned. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Some may ask themselves, how could this be a dua and it is dhikr? Because when you remember Allah Azza wa Jal, it brings you what dua brings, and even more. So you can ask Allah Azza wa Jal for anything using sunnah dua or your own dua. But include as much as you can what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam included, which is that supplication. And it has a lot to do with the day of Arafah and the meaning of the day of Arafah. And let's add to that also the reading of the Quran. We said that a little bit means a lot. So some may plan to finish the entire Quran during those days. And some may plan to do a little bit more than their daily habit of reading the Quran. And some may have forgotten the reading of the Quran. We say, at whatever level you may be, come back to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. If the only thing that you can do is a page, that's better than nothing. If you can push yourself and do 5 pages, that's better than 1 page. But do more to reflect your belief that these are the best days, so that you are not left behind and you don't miss a season of ibadah without taking much from it. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the wisdom and the patience to be of those who hear what he and his prophet have said, believe in it, and to follow it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We of course must not forget to mention that the bedrock of all effort is a sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoidance of sin. We can't simply say, walk faster to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are weighed down by sin, while you're tied up with what upsets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not coexist. Your heart will not respond. Your body will not respond. If what it's doing is upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you hear the call of Allah azza wa jal, you're not awake to hear it. You're not responsive to follow it. So what you need to say to yourself is, let me repent for the wrong that I'm doing. At least let me give myself a chance to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you and I, no one understand the public and the private sins that we commit, the visible and the invisible sins that we do. So repent from all of them and say, I want to be a new person, and I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask Allah never to guide me back to them or misguide me back to them. And if you repent and ask Allah for forgiveness, avoid these sins. Stay away from them. You never know if a sin committed during a blessed time or a blessed place could be multiplied because it indicates a disregard for Allah Azza wa Jal and what he loves. So stay away from it. And for those who intend to offer an animal in sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is sunnah for you to choose the best. And it's also recommended that you eat from it. And don't consider the money that you spend on such a sacrifice to be a waste. Oh, it costs so much. Remember that you are giving to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are feeding those who may be in need. And you are performing a sunnah. So with all of that, spend for Allah's sake. And honor Allah's rituals. And Allah will honor you and elevate you and bless you back. And if you're going to do that, you must also abstain from cutting your hair and nails throughout the duration until the sacrifice takes place. And this is limited for the person who is doing the sacrifice, not the people that he's doing the sacrifice on behalf of. So if a man is doing it on behalf of his household, it is he who is prohibited from these things, not the wife, not the children, not the parents, but the one who is performing that sacrifice. And finally, remind you of sadaqah. And sadaqah, again, is transformative. Because it's one of the greatest things that help you fight stinginess, bukhl, and fight enslavement to the dunya. And if we are not the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are truly slaves of the dunya, there's no third option. And little that you give goes a long way in paving the way for other good deeds and paving the way for changing your personality to become a generous person rather than a bakhil. وَأَيُّ دَاءٍ أَدْوَى مِنَ الْبُخْلِ. And what is a greater disease there is than being stingy? Because it deprives you from a lot of good in the name of saving yourself, but in fact you are saving money, not yourself. So a brother or the brothers have traveled from Ottawa to ask you for their help, for your help. And you understand the benefit of being a participant in building a school that teaches people, the young, their religion, that protects them and their future, and anyone who comes in contact with them from the shaitan, from temptations, from fitan, and brings them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So for every ayah, for every letter, for every protective advice that they hear and they listen and they follow, if you participate in it, it will keep giving you back as long as that good is still alive. And to do this and to have an opportunity to do this during these blessed days, you understand that it's going to be multiplied even more. So a person who hears this should never consider it a burden, but rather an opportunity. He say, how lucky am I to say, how lucky am I that someone needs help and they need help that brings a lot of reward for me if I participate in it, and Allah brought them to me. Allah brought them all the way to me so I can do something, so I could save myself, so I could save my family. So donate and do not fear that Allah will give you less in return. Donate believing that these are the best days and this is one of the best things to do with your wealth, teaching others. And conquer the whispers of the shaitan and conquer laziness and conquer complacency and run to Allah Azza wa Jal during these days. If they are the best, let's show Allah Azza wa Jal the best from us. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among the best, to grant us the best of deeds and the best of beliefs. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among the fortunate and those who strive during the days of Dhul Hijjah. Ya Allah, make us of those who are freed from hellfire on the day of Arafah. Make us of those who are forgiven and protected on the day of Arafah. Make us of those who are forgiven for 2 years when they fast the day of Arafah. Ya Allah, make us of those and among those who remember you often during these days. And transform us with that dhikr, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Make us of those who worship you fervently during the days of Dhul Hijjah and accept our worship, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Make us of those who come closer to you throughout the year, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. And bless us with an acceptance of dua. And bless us with abundance of sadaqah. And bless us with abundance of good deeds, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to accept our dua. Allahumma Rabb al-Alameen, accept our dua. Allahumma Rabbal Alameen, accept our dua, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you come to the aid of the people of Palestine. Ya Allah, come to their aid and give them victory, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allah, come to the aid of come to the aid of the people in Palestine, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, defend them and feed them and clothe them and protect them from the plots of the enemies that have gathered around them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Aziz, Ya Hakim, Ya Allah, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, we ask that you come to the aid of Muslims in Sudan, and Muslims in India, and Muslims throughout the world, those that we know about and those that we do not know about. Strengthen us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, by taking us back to your book and to the sunnah of your messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, and make us worthy of your victory, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Make us worthy of dignity on the face of this earth. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم وفقنا للخير في أيام ذي الحجة اللهم أعنا فيهن على الصيام والقيام وقراءة القرآن وكثرة الذكر لك رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام يوم عرفة وقبلت صيامه وأعتقنا فيه من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم وفق من لم يوفق للعمرة والحج إلى العمرة والحج رب العالمين وسهل لهم يا أرحم الراحمين وتقبل منهم يا وهاب يا عليم يا حكيم يا كريم اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا اللهم يسر لنا دخول الجنة رب العالمين وعسر علينا دخول النار وآبائنا وأهلينا وسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وأقم الصلاة.